Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question. What percentage of women receive physical pleasure from anal penetration? What percentage of men receive physical pleasure from anal sex? I wish I knew the answer to either of these, but science has yet to nail down exact figures on either of these topics. Back when Dr. Kinsey and his research team interviewed Americans about their sexual lives in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, anal sex was rarely reported. Things have changed, however. In our recent national survey of sexual health and behavior, in which we surveyed men and women ages 14 to 94 about their sexual behavior, we found that as many as 40 to 45% of women in some age groups had received anal sex. But that doesn't mean that they all received physical pleasure from it. In fact, most women have never had anal sex. Of those who have, most don't do it that regularly. Among women who partner with men, most have vaginal intercourse and oral sex far more often than they ever have anal sex. As for men, we know even less about men and receptive anal sex. In our NSSHB study, we found that receptive anal sex, meaning having a penis penetrate one's anus, was rare among men in the U.S. Only a few percent of men reported having received penile anal sex in the past month. However, more men, as many as around 10% in some age groups, reported ever having tried it. Of course, far more men and women probably try different types of anal play than were asked about in our survey or other scientist surveys. For example, one can engage in anal fingering or rimming, oral anal play. Some people use strap-ons to penetrate their male partners anally. And others use sex toys, such as dildos or butt plugs or anal beads that are toys but don't quite qualify as strap-on kinds of toys. And any time that something is being used for anal penetration, whether that something is a finger, penis, or sex toy, the use of water-based lubricant can make a world of difference in terms of comfort and sexual pleasure. Communicating about sex and what feels good or doesn't feel good matters too. And so does feeling confident about safer sex, such as using condoms, dental dams, or latex gloves during anal play, depending on what exactly one is doing down there. Unfortunately, there hasn't been a great deal of helpful information about anal sex and anal play, even though an increasing number of American women and men engage in it. In part, this is because many mainstream sex educators have shied away from the topic, which is a shame because people often find that having good information about sex helps them to have sex that is safer and that feels good to them. Recently, I published an ebook about anal pleasuring so that more people can read about sex in the privacy of their smartphone, iPad, Kindle, or whatever other device they read their books on. It's called The Good in Bed Guide to Anal Pleasuring, and I hope it helps many readers like you learn about anal sex and its potential for pleasure, as well as the necessity for safety.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential. Or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I have this fantasy to be part of a co-ed masturbation group. Sometimes I feel like this is a weird fantasy, but then I think that masturbation is a safe, healthy form of sexual expression. So maybe other adults would be interested in forming such a group. Does such a thing exist, or have you ever heard of anything like this?
Actually, such a thing does exist. You're certainly not the first, nor will you be the last, woman or man who is interested in masturbating around other people. Like you, some people want to be sexual around others but don't want to put themselves at risk for pregnancy or infection. Others simply don't want to touch or be touched by strangers or people that they're not in a relationship with, but do feel excited or aroused by the idea of group masturbation. You can locate masturbation clubs in many cities by searching on the internet using terms such as masturbation clubs. Another common term is Jack and Jill off parties, which, as you might guess, is based on slang terms for male and female masturbation. One of the most widely publicized masturbation events is called the Masturbate-a-thon, which has been held in San Francisco since 1998 in conjunction with Good Vibrations, a historically women-run sex toy store in San Francisco and the Center for Sex and Culture. However, it's only since the year 2000 that the Masturbate-a-thon has become an event that is organized around people getting together and masturbating. Before, it was something that people did at home. As part of the event, participants collect pledges related to their masturbation and raise money for various charitable causes. Although most people would perhaps not be comfortable masturbating in front of groups of people they don't know or don't know very well, some find it very appealing, either in an erotic way or as a means of becoming comfortable with their sexuality. Most people have masturbated at some point in their lives, and usually it's done privately or with a person's sexual or relationship partner.
It's worth noting, too, that fantasies can be used to enhance arousal or to make orgasm easier. And sometimes people enjoy fantasies that they don't necessarily want to turn into a reality. To learn more about masturbation, check out The Big Book of Masturbation by Martha Kornog.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.